I got it on my phone.
That is kind of a really pretty point. So, just make a copy. I can show you a picture of my own section. Appreciate you, Bill. You're always facilitating information. She doesn't like her. How's school?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finals next week.
I'm taking 3 political science classes. I'm taking an ethics
new
course.
Mr. Richards, what's your first name?
Mick.
Mick.
Yeah.
That's how you want to go by in the minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need that.
You want to take the final form?
Yeah. No.
Almost just as good.
His father started calling him that.
Now, are you going to Castleton?
Yeah.
Are you majoring
in
undeclared grade?
Yeah.
But probably political science.
Okay, perfect.
Well, you're taking 3 classes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I would have done.
You all good?
Political science, yes. For libraries.
Sir, it's a speech. Can you say that?
Higher.
Higher.
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Sorry.
All right, we'll call this meeting to order at 7-something. 7:32, right on schedule. And approval of minutes, first thing on the agenda. Well, I guess probably to start off, maybe I'll introduce my brother and newest member, Mick Richards. Anybody just wants to say hello?
You missed all of our introductions.
Yeah, we did.
We can do it again.
All right, never mind.
That's true.
That's as much as you get.
We all came in and told him our names and guessed who he was.
Yeah,
we didn't need his name.
No,
we thought you sent him as a replacement.
Well, we were talking about it one time. Maybe going to his work and just him doing half the time I do half the time.
Yeah. You'd get away with it probably.
Okay, approval of minutes. Regular meeting of April 15th.
There's only one little thing I saw.
You are making that motion?
To
approve?
No, we have to correct it.
No. Approve and then correct.
Yeah.
Approve and then correct.
No, make the motion.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
With
awesome.
All right. You have additions, deletions, corrections?
Corrections. The last sentence in the first page. It's supposed to be will do instead of ill do.
My computer.
Well, you know, spell check. Ill is a word.
Right.
It wouldn't have told you.
It'll do.
Mm-hmm. That was the only thing I saw.
Okay. With that correction, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have new business. Real business.
Oh my God, real business.
Vermont Structural Sleeving requests commission consideration of changing zoning district from industrial to mixed river to 3 parcels. And the map, tax maps, 24-5249 and 24-5250 and 24-5251, totaling 2.29 acres that are located on the south side of 3 Prospect Street. And is there additions to that we should know?
No, I just basically, it was discussed whether they could request a change in the zoning for that district, and they discussed the reasons why with me, and of 2 options, either go for a variance or come and see whether it's possible to change the district to be able to have more housing ability for the property, because industrial restricts differently than Mixed River and the other districts, and the gentleman wanted to come and request a change from you if possible. It is, I know the map is not color that everyone has, but it is the only industrial zoned land along Prospect Street now from South Main all the way to Poor.
To what?
It is the only land zoned industrial along Prospect Street now, from the bridge where Prospect Street starts, mm-hmm. going west to
Route 4.
Route 4, new Route 4.
So the, okay, I'm confused.
It's the only industrial place on the industrial zoning on that road.
I did make a colored map.
But there's like residential and stuff on that.
Yeah, residential, but not industrial.
But if it goes to mixed river,
uh-huh.
it can still have industrial on it. Is that correct?
No, no.
What is mixed river?
That would, industrial has its own column of uses and own column of dimensional requirements. So no, you wouldn't be able to put a heavy industry there. You would be able to do commercial uses if it was mixed river or residential, all the residential uses. But that would exclude industrial use from that property if it's changed.
Okay,
but understand that industry is usually a heavier uses, you
yeah.
know.
And it's all along the river, right? What's the chances of getting it in?
You'd have to ask the property owners, but I think, so we're down here we're talking about.
Yeah.
So from here to
it's from
it does
Prospect Bridge.
If it's industrial.
The other side of Prospect Street, that's floodplain, that blue that's coming over.
Yeah.
How can there be
but
residential
all?
So, this is the island that he's talking about here.
Is that what you're asking? Like, how can the housing that's already there be there? Technically, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, kind of.
If I can get my pencil to work.
There's all this residential.
So, so right here, it's just this little island. And if you look, all this yellow and green represents mixed river. Yellow represents residential.
Are the railroad tracks right there?
The railroad tracks are right there,
that
so that's brown. Correct, yep,
okay.
In that flat area.
Linda, do you want to see this, Linda? Do you want to see the colored map? He has a colored map of this one chunk of land that he's talking about.
And I circled the one in
the I know where it is.
Okay.
I'm on Google Maps.
Okay.
Yep. Let's bring it back together. I'm sure I broke that one up. I couldn't get the right part of the world in here.
I looked it up.
So, of course you did.
So
go ahead.
So it does fit the town plan under industrial. The last sentence says these areas are and shall always be separated from residential and natural areas to minimize use conflicts. So that's how. If we had the ability, if you'd grant us, a change from industrial to mixed river, it would be more harmonious with the residential and mixed river areas and commercial areas along that neighborhood, along Prospect Street. Also, being one of the main intersections in town after crossing the railroad tracks and dropping down, you can imagine how difficult it would be to say if you had a machine shop there to bring materials with tractor trailers and so forth and could create hazards in the intersection, as well as noises coming from an industrial operation.
Eric, you might want to point out for the commission the changes that have gone on across the street. So where the building was removed used to
yes.
be the slate processing building.
So dating back, there was a huge mill in town. I don't know if everybody remembers that. That was ran from River Power, actually. And all the equipment had belts and everything was kind of tied into the river. And that's why the mill was placed there. And Vermont Structural Slate actually controlled the level of water coming from Lake Bomazene all the way down through Castleton into the town of Fairhaven in order to operate the mills. Yeah, yep. So as time went on, we no longer used the river for power. I believe we deeded, and I say we because I spent 12 years working for Craig, but now I'm his realtor. But we moved to obviously electrical power, bought a more modern plant, moved production over there out of the Three Prospect Street location, and got rid of that large mill, and now we have that green space, which is now Sally's green space. And it's you know, it's mixed river there, and Sally's residence is there. So I wouldn't want to see an industrial
so it's mixed building river
directly north
the street here. Yeah. Sally's is?
I can show you what that looks like too.
Okay. Yeah.
So they can interestingly, there's land on either side of the street that seems to be part of the same parcel when I look it up in Parcel Viewer. Is mm-hmm. that correct?
Does yeah, because so what happens is it takes a little bit, but once everything's subdivided, each parcel will be, one parcel will keep the SPAN number, which is its property tax ID, and then one will be established for the parcel that is currently either Sally's or Vermont Structural Slate.
But as it stands, on the north side, the portion of the parcel that's on the north side of the street is already mixed river, and you can see that portion here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then on the south side of Prospect Street, that portion of the parcel is industrial.
Industrial, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a no-brainer.
How far would that change? I mean, that doesn't affect the first dam, does it? Back on River Street.
In fact, what you lost
the first dam way back River Street to by the train station.
Affect the dam? You
yeah.
said.
I mean, I'm just wondering if we were to put water power there, is that considered industrial, and is that part of that parcel?
I had that same thought.
That back, that far back. Yeah.
I would not think so. No, no.
I mean, having a
right
the
now
dam,
you
dam
don't
is a kind of you know, having that hydro plant is pretty much pipe dream. But I hate to give up the idea of it if it's possible at some future.
The two properties are not contiguous with
no.
each other, are
no,
they?
No.
Okay. So I don't think it would have any effect on some kind of hydro project.
That would be my only
upstream.
Because I don't really, my thoughts are I don't think that there's going to be much industry at that little part of the world.
I think you can ask Eric. You've had the property for sale for quite a while.
For quite a while, yeah.
And
there no one's
been
had
some
no
industry
interest.
Looking to possibly purchase and build there.
Yeah, they've asked more or less like a residential, you know, maybe like a contractor was interested in it, and they were like, well, we'll build a shop here, you know, like a plumber or something, and then they have all their stuff stored in their trucks or vans in there, and then they live next door.
That would be commercial.
That would be more commercial. So see, nothing industrial really fits into that site any longer, just due to the changes in the slate industry. I mean, there was a day when, you know, obviously the rails were used to move slates, like the slate, lots of the slate that's on the Pentagon came from right there and was loaded by hand onto the rail. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a pretty good history for the town of Fairhaven.
Yeah.
But, you know, those times change. You know, in the 1800s, I worked for the state of Vermont, and I'm in the Rail Bureau. So I deal with railways all the time. And, you know, stuff, unfortunately, isn't moved as much with rail as well, like the heavier materials. So So that's another thing where we're back, you know, in the 1800s, they would bring in products like coal or, you know, metals or just different products on train to get them to here. And plus we would load stone and it would leave to go back on their trips back to where they came from. But unfortunately, things don't work like that as much anymore. We have roadways. And we could mill the stone closer to you know where the quarries are.
I'm not familiar with the structures at 14 Prospect or 9 Prospect, Phil, but if I understand the zoning map correctly, those still seem to be industrial, and those are adjacent to 3 Prospect. No, am I correct looking at this map?
Their 3 properties should be the only.
Well, it just side. Looking at the shape of the parcels in question. Uh-huh. So I see this block right yes. here being the span ID that we're discussing uh-huh. with Eric.
Yep.
And then I see these two parcels right here. I would think those would be 14 Prospect and 9 Prospect, and in this zoning map they're still listed as industrial, but that aerial view looks an awful lot like a house to me. And I guess this is the zoning district map from,
I think there's one garage
2025, I believe,
just west of 20, the parcels.
20, okay. Burke's, so yeah, this could be outdated.
That's an outdated,
yeah, I think so.
Burke's garage,
yeah. Yeah. We hopefully corrected everything with the new official.
Okay, apologies.
I thought no, that's okay. It gets confusing that way when things aren't.
It does. I've spent a lot of time reading zoning, and I still call Phil.
And I have to read it again to make sure I'm right.
And I did homework before I got here.
We tried. But what you have going down that side of the road, you have a residence that's next going west.
Okay.
You have a garage that's used by the flooring company to store their flooring materials.
Okay.
Then you have a building that used to be a commercial business that was converted into a home that's going up the hill. Then you have the non-conforming repair garage that's at the top of the hill.
Okay.
Just to give you an idea of what's going on for uses through there now currently. And then the other side, you have what used to be the business office that now is going to be the lady's residence. Mm-hmm. Then you have the old outlet property that mm-hmm. the town owns. Then you have the property that's owned by the gentleman in the insulation business. I can't think of his name.
Roger Stanley?
No.
Okay.
In any case, a portion of that paved area is a separate lot that was proposed to put up a storage building for his different businesses. And when he found out he was going to have to go through Act 250, he canned the idea. He didn't want to go through the time and expense for that. Then you have the forklift building. You have the right-of-way that goes to what used to be the bingo hall building that now that gentleman has used it for storage and gotten a permit to put an apartment in that building. Hmm. So no commercial business there proposed or looking for in the future. And as you go up the hill, you're talking about the rescue squad on that side and then residences down through. The nursing home that's all now residents and along the way down until you get to the commercial business before the track, the railroad tracks.
The old Kramer?
On the south side.
Yeah, the old Kramer?
The old Kramer.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's commercial at best in every other place.
Right.
The mixed use would allow for commercial.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
commercial and residential.
For instance, someone could, a developer could build a building if they were to get approval and have store frontage in the bottom or office space in the bottom, and then efficiency apartments up top. That would create affordable housing and would hopefully bring in more people into the town.
Little tiny houses.
Yes. All sorts,
yeah.
They're cute.
What is the process we have to go through? Do we have to go through a complete
it would be,
public hearing?
Yes, yeah. It would be the whole thing. And I made Eric aware and the other property owners aware that it is a process. It isn't something you've been through it now twice recently. So it involves a public hearing for the Planning Commission. It involves going on to the select board. So the same thing that you have gone through for any update, any changes. Yep.
I wish I was paying more attention and saw that this was happening the last time. So we could have been more proactive and joined in.
It's not, I mean, it's a little bit of time, but it's not overly, it's probably, my opinion, ask the rest of y'all too, but it might be worth a site visit hearing kind of thing like we did for, Stewart's, for instance.
Good idea.
To have everybody come who wants to ask questions, ask them right there on site.
Perfect.
But it means X amount of time for the warning of a public hearing. The select board has to do the same to change the zoning laws. But it's I'm making a prediction on Fairhaven, but I don't see there being a lot of opposition to that at this point.
I can't imagine. All you have to do is mention housing.
There's always the dream of a mini IBM.
Yeah.
A mini IBM coming in and save the world.
Yeah.
So what do you need from us tonight if we are...
It's just if you want to discuss it, want to look at the site, want to make sure that you all feel comfortable about that. In other words, there are always concerns about saying something is spot zoning. You are changing something for one person and doing something that may not be regarded in the best way, that you're making a change on a certain property. However, I think in this case, your consideration is warranted because of the fact that the uses have changed there. Potentially, it doesn't appear that an industry could be placed there with the location and traffic, etc. Our town plan indicates to separate the residential use with industrial, and now that has changed so that it has less separation than it would have had before previously. So what I would say is it's your consideration of it, getting the information you want to get, and whether to go forward with a change in the districting.
So our for tonight, is there any other questions that anybody needs answered before we go further?
So the portion of the parcel that's on the south side of Prospect Street, did the mill did some operations on that half or on that portion of the parcel in the past?
So the mill was located on the north side of the street, directly across the street from this portion. If you look at the old railroad track maps, you can see where there's old buildings that were there. Mm-hmm. But they've been long gone. Okay. So it would be used to store pallets, that sort of thing, pallets of slate, flagging, that sort of thing. And stage, it's a staging area for shipping and that sort
the
of
scales
stuff.
Scales were over there.
Scales, yep, we had a scale over there. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's here or there as far as our decision is concerned for a change of use, but if there were any past industrial use of that parcel, I just wanted to make sure that we weren't concerned about potential contamination of the ground from that industrial use. I don't imagine that with slate processing we had much to worry about in that way, but I just
want to... Correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't the state step in if they feel there's a brownfield situation?
With soil in certain areas, contaminated soil?
They do. I actually work across the cubicle from the Brownsfield guys. Yeah. So I mean, I could definitely ask them. I've asked them on other listings I've had where there's, you know, buried fuel oil tanks and that sort of stuff on how to proceed.
Yeah, I think that would be a question at a hearing that I would suspect that we would need to have that answered.
But it doesn't change
our thing if we want to change that part of our zoning rules. The brownfield is another consideration for actually building. It's a different permit process totally.
Yeah.
I mean, but to change this is more generic. It's just do we want to take that industrial part of Fairhaven out and make it a mixed-use situation?
And I mean, we could have tried, and we discussed with Bill, you know, the differences in approach. Where, okay, do we set up? Do we say, okay, we want to build the multifamily on this portion of the parcel and set it up to develop that in that way, and then a single family on this side? And the approach was more taken, well, we don't want to make a decision for a future owner.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we want to give them that kind of ability to make their own plans. And obviously it would be another, you know, the person would buy it. And I will probably be back in front of you because I would be helping that person as far as zoning goes as well. Because I'm sure it would be part of a contingency for sale.
It's an interesting place.
It is. A lot of history.
You can almost pull out, depending on what happens with 181 later on.
Right.
I mean, you can almost pull off a PUD there. But I don't know. That's not for me to worry about. That's for somebody with much more building experience than me. So what's the board's pleasure here, folks? Do we want to do the overall change, or do we not? I mean, that's all we got to answer tonight.
Well, I mean, I think it's a great idea, but I think we should do a site visit.
I do too.
But that's not what we're asking tonight.
What are you asking tonight?
Do we change it from industrial to mixed river?
We make the step to change it, and then. To change it from industrial to the mixed river use, and so
and
that's the first step. And then when somebody comes to do a development of any kind or a single family home, whatever, then we're at that process. Is that the way you look
at
it?
Well, no. I mean, right now they have to operate under our table of uses.
Right.
So, and right now, since it's industrial, it limits them with the housing.
Right, sure.
So what I would say is you may have something come to you in the future that's multifamily, but for them to be able to kind of plan ahead with what they are able to do with the property, I guess they are looking for an indication from you that you think it's a sound idea to make a change there.
I think it is.
But I mean, if you want to personally go down to the site, look at things, you know, see where it is and what's around there, so you feel comfortable with what's being talked about, you certainly can do that. I don't think you need to make a decision instantly. You have time to consider and take a look if you would like.
I do think we need a site visit.
We can do that at our next meeting then. Because it'll be lighter than this time of day. Then maybe the best way to go at that point then is to advertise on our agenda that we're having a site visit in
researching. In consideration of this district change.
This. So everybody that needs to feel like they're, we can make the vote the next meeting.
Okay.
That starts the time clock for the, I think it's, is it 15 days?
Well, the notice, you mean to have a hearing to start that process?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to look ahead and say, where can we have a public hearing?
Right.
You know, when will it work for us?
Right. And then another 15 days after that for the select board.
For the select board, yeah.
After reading that,
so
like a month and a half.
So our next meeting will be the 20th. Okay. And we start the clock running. That at that moment, our next meeting after that is June.
Oh yeah, we need to talk about that.
Yeah. You'll need to.
What?
Yes, we do.
Changing the meeting days.
Mm-hmm.
Changing the meeting days.
Well, it's not one step at a time.
She's looking like, what are we?
One step at a time. Don't start that argument yet. Please. So June, so our next meeting will be the June 3rd if it's on a Wednesday. Which would be the public hearing. Our next meeting is the 20th,
yes.
Which is the one we're talking about having.
If you want to go and have a
visit and to walk about and make the motion to change this part of the zoning, then the public hearing could be on Wednesday the 3rd or Thursday the 4th.
Mm. Well, you've got to take into account getting things in time to be published. I don't know what I haven't done that, so I'm just saying someone has to be on top of when is the time we need to get something in to come out in the paper in order to give that full 15 days. So you're going to have somebody look into that to be able to go that next step and meet it comfortably.
James got something he wants to see.
Wednesday is 14 days. So we would have to make that that's the middle of June.
I'm saying you may want to set even outside your regular meeting night if it has to be that way to meet with the publication notice requirements.
Not trying to hold you up.
No, take your time. It's okay. I'm a chair on a school board, so you can imagine.
Well, yeah. There's businesses here, or not businesses, but people's schedules. If we can accommodate, we will.
So we're saying let's do things one thing at a time, but I feel like part of the problem that I'm hearing around the timeline for noticing and making sure that the public hearing is warned early enough, I think will be solved if we make the proposed change to our dates to accommodate the food truck frenzy, which I think is our intention. So hear me out. I think our intention would be for our next meeting to be May 20th, but then for the following meeting to be pushed back to the 10th. Which would mean we could do our site visit, if that's what we're discussing doing, I think, on the 20th, and then have our hearing noticed for the 10th. That would give us a full 3 weeks between meetings, so it works perfectly, I think.
And then we can, Joe, get some stuff in the paper. Okay.
Yeah. So the site visit would be on the 20th, and then...
Will you meet here and then go from here?
Yeah, that's probably the best thing.
So that anybody could show up and know when everybody was going off to...
And I'll of course, I'll be down there.
Yeah,
I'll speak with Craig and lock him down to be there.
Sure,
because I think
sure.
It'll be important that he's there.
Mm-hmm.
So Structural still owns that office?
Correct, yep. Yeah. Yep, except for the office side.
Right.
That's sold. Yep.
You have a puzzle book, Jim?
I missed all the dates.
It'll become okay. clear after we.
Okay.
Yeah.
So May 20th would be.
May 20th is the
it's
next
a site
event,
visit,
and that would be okay. the site visit, okay. and a potential vote. Well, a vote one way or the other.
Okay, that. and then just because Craig's going to ask me, so okay. I just want to so possibly if you approve the meeting date change, it would be.
June 10th?
June 10th
is the hypothetical
okay.
date of the hearing, yeah.
For the Planning Commission, and then understand, Eric, it would have to go on to the Select Board for
after that.
Okay.
A public hearing, same kind of time period from when they can fit it in.
And so just to understand the steps, so once it's, say it goes through and it's favorable, on the 10th of June, then it would be another 15 days to warn
for the select board
to go to this.
They would need to pick a date, yes, that would work
okay.
for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know how rapidly that's going to happen. In other words, I don't know what's on their agenda.
That's okay.
So
the
I don't know that there'd be an instant. Okay. Now we are scheduling 15 days from instantaneously
right.
from something from the Planning Commission.
I realize like warning stuff can be tricky because, well, I have to deal with that as well. So being pushed back is not the end of the world. If that's what we have to do, that's what we do. So it's all good. Yeah.
Okay, so at this time, that's all we will discuss about
great.
That.
I appreciate
everybody can do their homework and walk around the site if you want before.
Yeah.
Have Sally take pictures up there.
There you go.
That's right. I'll let Craig know that there'll be tours.
Yeah.
But thank you. I appreciate the board's
Craig,
time.
Craig
thanks for
was
coming
great
in.
Friends with another one of our brothers.
Oh, really?
John.
Yeah.
John. So he'll know.
He'll know. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, Craig's a good guy. Thanks a lot from him.
Eric,
thank
did you,
you
want to put that copy in just as part of your letter? I know you mentioned it, but you want the copy of that part of the town plan?
Yes.
Part
yep.
of your presentation?
That would be great.
Okay.
That probably
thank
isn't
you.
A bad idea at all.
Thanks. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take
bye.
Care.
We'll see you again.
Yep.
I'll make a motion to add discussion of change of meeting dates to new business.
Is there a second?
I will second that.
I thought you might. All those in favor?
Aye. Shall we do that now before moving on to 181?
I think so, because 181 isn't going to be long at all.
No.
Yeah, let's talk.
So, I am one of the organizers for the food truck frenzy, as you know. And right now, we were supposed to be having a frenzy right now, but obviously we got rained out. So, to not have to miss the first meeting of every month, because it's going to be the first Wednesday of every month, can we push it to the second and the fourth weeks instead of the first and the third?
I don't care. That's
do we have to push the second one off?
No, not
except
unless we want to do 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that's the only thing. It gives us I suppose it gives us a little time to get more paperwork in if that's the case. I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
What's everybody's schedule like?
Well, I'm just going to say check with
Jenny.
How do you feel?
My calendar's in the car, so I don't have.
So you're young, you should still have your memory.
Oh my gosh, no, I don't have any memory. If I don't write it down, it doesn't happen. It's in the car, I just didn't grab it.
Do you want to go get it? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll miss you while you're gone.
Can you
but...
give me 5 seconds and then I can tell you? I think that it'd probably be okay. I'm at the library till 7 all the nights, but I don't know. Because this would be for the summer or
yes.
in general
for the
or
summer.
Always?
For yeah, through the last one is in October.
Okay. Do you mind if I run to my
no,
car?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't run. Just
yeah.
take your time.
What, Jenny? It's
don't
okay.
Don't run with scissors.
No.
Or keys.
We can talk about her while she's gone.
Yeah,
performance review.
Yeah, talk about her. Where she is.
Well, I guess she wants to be here for the discussion, but 181 seems like it's in flux right now.
Still?
They just, the House just changed some of it today.
Yeah, I got a thing on that earlier.
I don't know that I didn't.
What kind of thing did you get?
It was, they had changed something for the farmers.
I didn't get a thing.
It was the second two parts
of it.
It
was a thing.
I didn't get a thing.
I thought it was on Facebook.
Oh.
I don't know where I saw it.
Now, my husband, he would have seen it. He's on Facebook more than I.
No, I'm quite sure that's where I saw it. I should have taken a picture of it.
Last night we were eating dinner. We had hamburgers and french fries. And the french fries were signature brand from Shaw's. He bit into one of the french fries and pulled out a little piece of steel. He got the pin. So, of course, what does he do? He takes a picture and he posts it on Facebook. Because that's what you have to do.
Oh, I guess I didn't see that.
You don't have?
I know. Yes, you do. According to my husband, yes, you do.
That was today.
Oh, that's okay. What?
Well, I'll get to it after.
Yeah.
No, not 181.
Oh.
941.
What's that?
An act relating to municipal regulation of agriculture. But I want to like get.
So how's your schedule?
I think that I would be okay with a modification to the second and fourth.
Did somebody make a motion on that? Would somebody like to?
I make a motion to change the days of the Planning Commission meetings to the second and fourth Wednesday of the month.
For the summer.
The first and third.
Through October.
Through October.
Yeah, through November.
Through November, okay.
The last one is in October.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to get something to write this down so I remember.
Through October.
Does that work for you, Phil? Sorry, I don't think we asked you. I'm sorry.
That works for me, except I always lose my notes.
Through October. Need to have to miss the first meeting of
starting.
And then I'd be over there and I'd be
starting
in June.
June 10th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Starting.
I'd be over there feeling so guilty.
June 10th.
Was there a second to that?
No.
Our second.
Okay. Although, depending on how you look at it, I guess you could say that's technically starting after May 20th, so it's not to get confused about what's happening on the 3rd, but
right.
It's sort of semantic.
Okay, we'll do it after the May 20th meeting, starting after
starting in June.
May 20th meeting.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? All right,
thank
so that's what we're doing.
Thank you.
For me. It's all the same.
Yeah, well, the last thing we need to do is lose another member. Nothing personal. We don't really care about it. We just want somebody sitting in there.
We just need a body.
That's right.
Through
October. Having said that, the next thing on the agenda, if I'm not mistaken, we got mail. But,
so we're not going to talk about 181 yet?
Yeah, we can talk about 181. And today, they refined the last two sections, the road rule and the rural part. I don't know how. I don't know what they exactly did. And it's only in the House, so the Senate hasn't acted on it. So they're... I see no reason, people can argue with me wrong, but there's no reason to continue working on the downtown designation until we know what the hell they're going to have.
Right. Whatever they changed, it affected the Act 250.
For the rural part and the road change. They didn't mention anything about downtown designation.
No, I didn't see that.
There's been some pushback because the rural folks are saying that it's all slanted towards people in towns, and I think that's a little more, mm-hmm. you know, a little more
So I did reach
dramatic
out,
than they need to be. But
I did reach out to everybody who was signed up to be on the downtown partnership, okay, and just let them all know where we stand right more now.
It's just, you know, really.
So right, unless anybody wants to spend time doing something that's probably going to change it, I would say we wait until further notice. I'll try to get hold once the legislature shuts down, which may never be this year. I'll try to get hold of Gary and see where he's at. I may even reach out to him this week and see what his...
Devin sent us all an email today, too, yeah, about new meetings coming up.
Yeah, well, that's for the trainings, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, unless anybody has any more to add to that, which is something more positive than my negativity.
Yeah, no, I agree. We've already done so much and they've changed everything.
We've got some mail. I don't know what. This is a scheduling conference for what? The petition for the solar. This is for the solar project. New solar project going in the north end of the airport. Okay. Sheldon's part of it. Yeah. 100 acres worth of solar is huge.
Yeah. It's
is that what is being cleared, which you can see being cleared on Route 4 before Exit 2 right now?
No, that's probably for the substation.
Yeah, okay. That's the okay substation. Yeah.
Okay. Which pertained, they moved the substation. We needed a better substation anyway.
Yeah.
But they moved it up there because it'll...
I guess in my brain, I just pictured it closer to Airport Road and not being seen off of 4. It doesn't matter. I was just curious as to what that clearing was.
It does look like a big area when you're driving mm-hmm on 4 mm-hmm that they've cleared.
I've only really noticed it driving on Airport Road.
Yeah.
You can't really see much.
It's, they put some big machinery in there, mm-hmm, and big stuff. The one that did in Fulton was, in North Fulton was...
Like
it's
that
a massive equipment.
Big area, yeah.
We have something from legal counsel that gets passed on. I don't know what this is.
It's solar. Sure. It's regarding that.
Notice of petition for section 248, certificate of public good. Oh, it's for the solar again. This is please advise that a petition was filed with the Vermont Public Utility Commission on behalf of the Airport RD1VT Solar, LLC, seeking approval for installation of a 4.97 megawatt AC solar electric generation facility, which is big. The Public Utility Commission determined the petition was administratively complete on April 21st, and it opened proceeding to review the project. The case has been assigned a number, which anybody want the number so you can remember it? I'll give you all the stuff, Jim. Right on your hand. You will find information on public participation to public comment or intervention at the Public Utility Commission at these links. And we probably should post that on the town site so nobody's surprised that they can, but if you want these, Jen,
Mr. Adams gave this one out, but the copies. First one,
okay,
I don't have a copy of.
Then I'll keep these and I'll get with Joe and put this on our site so people can post.
The first one from the, I did not get the... the one that's the north end of the Airport Road solar thing,
they're
the first part of it.
No, they both put solar.
Oh, right there, never mind, I didn't see it.
No, that's okay, I thought I gave it. That's
sorry.
Sorry. I'm too efficient.
You are, I was too trying to organize myself. Sorry.
I know you struggle sometimes to get those in the minutes what the documents are. So.
Thank you, Mr. Adams.
Bill, do you have anything else for us?
Yeah, I want to just confirm again the dates that we were talking about. So the 20th is still on for the regular meeting.
Yeah,
and that'll be other than minutes, right now, the site visit first on the agenda.
Yep.
But it will be meeting here to, and then going to the site.
Yep, we can either all jump in cars, or we can walk down, or we can do whatever we want.
Okay.
We can jump in cars.
And then when are the dates walk. Changing for the regular meeting? Will they change in June then?
Yeah, yes. June 10th.
And that'll be what to what? We're going to do?
Second and fourth Fridays. Wait, not Fridays, Wednesdays. Second and fourth Wednesdays.
Change.
Through the 1st of November.
To?
1st of November.
Second.
We probably should post that as well.
Yeah, it should be posted both here and online.
I want to put it on
the
Facebook too, just to.
Yep.
I'll ask Joe to do that.
Okay.
Just to accommodate Ann.
Yeah, we'll put that in.
Yeah, we're going to make sure that we know that.
So it's still is Wednesday, and it's still is 7:30 meeting time. No,
nothing else.
Of course, it has nothing to do with the fact that I want to go to Food Friday.
That's right. She wants to eat.
Eat.
Anything else? Anybody?
I have a request. If someone can help, the zoning regulations that were approved are still in a form, both online and what I have for documents, of the proposed, and we don't have a clean document. Can somebody get regional to give us a clean document without anything written in there about, you know, what was proposed?
Yep.
And that way it can be put on the website, and also
is that for the subdivision or just the historical?
No, the whole schmeal. In other words, from the face page, and there's something in that document, I think from regional, still when it was proposed and wording in there, and not just the rigs. So I'm saying a clean document with what was finally approved.
Okay.
Okay.
So just the historical, not
no, the whole nine yards. So a face page that indicates it's approved, you know, at a certain date, like we have the face pages on the old zoning regulations, mm-hmm. You know, has the town seal and indicates when it was adopted.
Okay.
On the first.
That should be in the minutes of the thing. I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
Well, in other words, right now we have a proposed document, and the paperwork is for proposed.
Nothing approved.
And not something showing a final approved document.
Okay.
So I'm looking to have a clean final document to both put online and have in the office for people that doesn't have anything about it going through the proposal.
So you don't even have that for the subdivision rules?
I have the copy of the proposed, yes. Okay. And they should
so
be
need
what
to be for both.
Yeah, so both the historical and the subdivision regulations, I think I have a copy of it, but I would like to make sure that from the front of the document through, there's nothing left over with language that indicates proposed in there.
Or just clean copies.
Yep. That was number one. Number two, I wanted to tell the Planning Commission that I did approve a sign for the Edward Jones business, where they wanted to change it, not in dimension or anything else, but lettering, to just indicate Edward Jones. And I actually talked to Bob about it, whether it should come to the Planning Commission for the Historic District for reviewing that, or whether it was something I could administratively approve. And I felt comfortable administratively approving it, because the only change was a new sign and taking some of the wording off there to just say Edward Jones. So no change in lighting, no change in not neon colors.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, so.
Has anybody seen the new Dollar General sign? That's like orange.
I didn't notice.
No. I came through the other day and they were putting it up all day.
No. Didn't know they were doing it.
And the front of the top, the front of the building too. It wasn't
change the coloring or the
yellow,
lettering or both?
The yellow and black. Well, it's like orange.
Oh, no, I'll have have to open my eyes and
might have to make a visit.
I have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure.
Speaking of signs, is everything at the church or what's happening now at the bowling alley kosher?
It is, because we have that exemption in the regs for churches and fraternal organizations. You did ask me, but just so the other commissioners know.
Now, how many churches put up neon signs?
I know. But
ruined the South long enough. Yeah.
There was no neon signs at churches in the South.
No. We had 1,500 seat auditorium for the church I belong to in Orlando, and there was no neon.
No, no neon down. No, there's too many Baptists down South. They don't want
anything else. Anything else?
No.
Well, just an update on H-941. Which we've discussed in the past. It's one of two bills working their way through our legislature right now, the other being S-323, both of which have the possibility to nullify the clause in our local zoning bylaws regarding the keeping of poultry, yes, chickens. Yes. So H-941 passed the House a month or two ago. Today, after its third reading, it passed with amendment in the Senate as well. I don't know what will become of it next. I just sent a request to the VLCT Legal Aid to interpret the latest amendment to see if this changes our understanding of it in any significant way. I'm reading the amendment myself. It's pretty hard to wrap your head around the language, but still keeping my eye on it. So I'll let you know.
That's the chicken thing. Along that vein, I've held on a legal expense for an enforcement action with chickens until we got some kind of clarity on this, so the town wasn't spending money to go to court and find out that the state superseded something in some way.
We're gonna have chickens everywhere. Chickens on Main Street.
Well,
yeah,
my question is:
there won't be any chickens at our house. Mm-hmm. My family raised chickens. You just want a chicken.
If they allow you to have so many hens, does that mean also that you can have them wherever you want, a hen house wherever you want? We have restrictions for the keeping of animals that things have to be so far from property lines and so far from a street line. So does that null and void that part of our zoning? So I don't know. These are questions that will have to be answered if the state law comes through to change things.
And for whatever it's worth, we're not the only ones asking them. A lot of people have their eyes on this.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So with the back to the sign, just if another one comes up where it's a major change in a sign, I would refer it to the Planning Commission to review it. Not only for a commercial sign that I have the option of going one way or the other, but if it's in the historic district downtown, I guess that's within your purview for reviewing things. But I wanted you to know I wasn't trying to go over your head with that, Edward Jones. I just didn't see any reason to have you to go through a review process over what the new sign was going to be.
No.
So beat me if you want to.
I don't care.
You convinced me, so I said.
I don't care.
Do what you want, Phil. And
that's
you.
Right. Go for it.
As my wife has said to me many times. Do what you want. You will anyways.
Mm-hmm. That's what Joan tells me.
My husband says that to me a lot.
One more time. Anything else?
Nope. I make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
That's two.
All right.
We'll just call it.
One
second.
And two.
Aye.
Perfect.
All right, I'm gonna go look at this.
I'm the gavel.
I have to
go to
shop. Sam, I actually have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, you don't.